Well, an exciting conclusion to your game by all accounts. In the end up, were you happy to get a replay, or was it a case of one that got away?
Probably the boat. We were 5 points down at half time, and at the end, we could have snatched it at the end. We had a couple of chances, but we didn't take them. But we lived to fight another day.
And at this stage, do we know a time and a venue? Has that been confirmed?
It's not officially confirmed, but I think it's next Saturday at the same place at 3:30, a doubleheader with Clare and Down. They're playing in the plate semi-final.
Right. Now, this Donegal Masters side, plenty of familiar names for those who followed the game down through the years, and many of them still showing a couple of deft touches.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, now it was kind of a team effort, but there was a couple of outstanding performances in Sean McDade at centre back, who went off injured at the end with cracked ribs, and you know, the determination that the young man done during the game. And we had John Harn, who flew in yesterday morning and went straight from the airport to the game, and Paul McGonigal this week came back, you know, after a season with the Donegal seniors, and the commitment these boys show, it's great for the county, you know.
The format for the Masters, it's been expanded over the last few years and probably getting harder and harder to win.
That's right. Last year there was 12 teams, and now this year 4 more teams joined in, including Dublin. And it's good to have Dublin because it raises the profile of the Masters. And, you know, Dublin, they're probably like Man United in the soccer. Everybody would like to beat them and play them, you know, and it's good for the Masters to have them.
And on the Dublin team yesterday, any big names from the past that we'd be familiar with?
We had Shane Ryan, who played in the 90s, and Ray Cosgrove, he came on yesterday as well, you know.
So going into the final stages, it finished Donegal 14 points, Dublin 2-8. You were chasing the game at half-time. Did you actually lead at any stage?
Well, we started off with a point, and we had a couple of chances in the first half that we didn't take. But at half-time, we just spoke at half-time that they got 2 soft goals. And if we just settled down and took our chances, that we'd be there at the end. And that was the case, like, you know.
And during the season, Val, has it been a case that the side has gradually gelled together and you've got a bit of momentum as time has gone on?
That's right. See, we played 6 games over the course of the year, and we've won 5 of them and we've lost 1. And we've a big panel of about 30 players, and, you know, and the commitment they show was great. And it's very hard, even yesterday with 30 players, to give everyone a chance to go on and play. And that's the hardest thing that I have to do, you know. It's roll on, roll off subs. And, you know, some players might not get on. And, look, it's very difficult to keep everybody happy, but we do our best.
So Donegal and Dublin, one side of the semi-finals. Who's on the other side?
Tyrone beat Sligo yesterday, so Tyrone is waiting on the winners.
Could be a nice Northwest derby. Tyrone 3-14, Sligo 3-10. Plenty of rivalry between Donegal and Tyrone.
That's right, and hopefully we'll get there, and well, there'll be one sure thing anyway. I don't think there'll be too many blanket defences on those games, like with the Masters, you know.
Yep, and so we think it will be in Lachlan in County Cavan again, and it'd be That's nice right. if people can get along and support you.
Yeah, we had a good crowd there yesterday, and, you know, they are enjoyable games. Like, there were some mighty scores on both teams, like, you know, and, you know, it's enjoyable football. It's just everyone has a go, and we would like more people there, but I know it's busy time of year with people, you know, going back to school and stuff, and the Pope's coming and everything.
And just finally, Val, in terms of training between now and next week, what's the schedule?
We go again on Tuesday night in Letharkenny at the Colossal Audience, who have been very good with their premises given to us. And we'll go Tuesday and probably a wee bit on Thursday night.
Yeah, and any knocks arising from yesterday's game?
Yeah, we've won Sean McDade, who had to stay overnight in Letterkenny, and we wish him a speedy recovery. You know, it's not nice. People go out and play the game, and, you know, it's at the end of the day, they have a job to go to, and it's just tough luck on Sean, you know.
But ultimately, you'd be hopeful that you can overcome the Dubs.
Oh, yeah, hopeful. Now we know what they're like. It's the first time we played them, so we've seen them, and probably they've seen us too. And hopefully, we know they're beatable, so hopefully we can get